Welcome to Station 5. This is audio recording number 1, which means you should be group member number 1. Today you're going to hear the story of Sapitza, a young girl who was taken from her family and had to go to residential school, and some things that she had to go through. After you're done listening, please remember to take a response card and write one sentence to add to our poster. Here we go. When Sister Mora came back, she made all the girls line up, and then she put coal oil in our hair to kill nits and lice, even though we didn't have any. She made us get haircuts, take baths, and put on smocks, bloomers, and undershirts, all exactly alike. We had to put all our own clothes and things in our suitcases, which she locked in a storage room. Then she took us upstairs to make our beds. She kept yelling at us to hurry up, or Sister Superior would strap us. Sister Superior carries the strap in her sleeve all the time. It looks like a short, thick leather belt with a shiny tip. When someone is bad, Sister Superior makes them put their hands out, palms up. Then she hits their hands with the strap, usually about 10 times. When you get used to it, it doesn't hurt that much, but your hands sting and you can't help but cry. After that, Sister Mora asked me what my name was. I said, "My name is Sapitza." Then she got really mad, like I did something terrible. She said, "Never say that word again." After that, she gave me a number, which was 43.